All right, guys, you're listening to Punisher Radio on a 4.9 FM. Also tune into 11:10 a.m. right now. Ashley is doing a wonderful job there. She's doing movies from books right now. So go ahead, and before we go on to any more music, as you know, every Thursday, we have Mr. Rolf Bajaria, CPA from Excellent Tax, with us every Thursday evening between 5:10 and 5:20, and he's here yet again for you guys. A very good evening to you.
Hello, Webub. Hello, Funasia listeners. I would say, please bundle up. It is cold out there. Hope the heater is working.
All right. Okay. And with that, let's kickstart the show. What are the tax headlines for the week ending November 15th?
Today, President Obama unveiled a fix to the ongoing problem with Obamacare, that approximately 5% of health insurance policies that were canceled because they did not comply with Obamacare. This fix would basically allow insurers to extend policies that have been canceled for 1 year, even if they do not comply with Obamacare. Of course, the October 1st rollout of the program has been beset by technical problems with the main website and cancellations of existing policies because they do not meet the higher standards of Obamacare. The other headline for the day is the state of Texas franchise tax returns, which are like state income tax returns for businesses, which are due on May 15th of each year, and with a extension half till November 15th, which is tomorrow. So please file these returns by November 15th. Don't throw your good money away in paying for these late filing penalties.
All right, and how does Excellent Tax handle an IRS audit?
Webber, we here at Excellent Tax have extensive experience and a successful track record to represent clients that need audit representation during an Internal Revenue Service audit. We have an IRS audit plan of action, which includes understanding the scope of the audit, doing the due diligence of the records prior to the initiation of the audit, sitting down with the taxpayer, and going over the deficiencies, the pros and cons. For example, some records may be missing, etc. And what do you do? How to find alternative records that may be satisfactory to the IRS. The goal is to minimize any types of estimations. We recently, Webup, took over a IRS audit representation that had gone through a EA, which is an enrolled agent, a CPA, and a tax attorney. And the audit was still not concluded. And the tax deficiency, of course, was substantial. When we analyzed the audit for this taxpayer, we found that the purchase records were duplicated and thus estimated sales were added. So the tax deficiency was inflated. We filed a petition with the tax court, and with assistance from our general counsel, we presented it to tax court, and of course the purchases got reduced and also did the tax deficiency. Now, if the resolution was not going to happen or met in tax court, the taxpayer was prepared to, with the assistance of our general counsel, Fawad Bajaria, was wanting to go file a petition in the U.S. District Court to pursue this tax matter.
All right. And with that, I would also like to let our listeners know about how they can reach you. And you can do that by calling 214-888-2490. That's the number for their new Plano location. or 972-226-9824. Also, they are on the website excellenttax.com, excellenttax.com. You can send your questions and responses to funasialisteners@excellenttax.com. That's the email address that you can shoot your emails to. Okay, my next question to you. In 2014, several tax benefits increased due to inflation adjustments. And if you can put some light onto those, and what are those?
Yes, for tax years 2014, the Internal Revenue Service announced annual inflation adjustments for more than 40 tax provisions, including the tax rate schedule and other changes. In the Revenue Procedure 2013-35 provides details if any of the listeners want to take a look at the whole detail of this procedure. I'll go over some of the important highlights. The tax rate of 39.6%, which is the highest rate that went into effect in 2013, for inflation went up for singles making over $400,000, has gone up to $406,750. For married couples making over $450,000 in 2013, that amount has gone up to $457,600. The AMT, the Alternative Minimum Tax Exemption for 2014 is $52,800, and for married couples, it's $82,100, up from $80,800 for married couples and $51,900 for singles. Also, the estates of decedents who died during 2014 have a basic exclusion because of inflation has gone up to $5,340,000, up from 2013 exemption amount of $5,250,000. Also, the foreign earned income exclusion, which a lot of people want to hear about, has gone up to $99,200 in 2014, up from $97,600, which is for the 2013 year.
Okay, and if you can put some light onto the tax strategy of the week, that'd be great.
The tax strategy of the week is kind of timely with the holiday season that is going to be coming up and which requires some planning before this strategy can be of any use to you. And basically, this tax strategy that I have posted on my tax blog at excellenttax.com is how to turn a vacation into a business deduction. The taxpayers who want to turn a vacation into a business deduction must determine that the trip is primarily business in nature. And basically what it means is that when you do the planning, the number of business days should be more than number of personal days. And if you can meet that criteria, then you can take that vacation trip and convert it into a business deduction that you can write it off on your tax return. So I want our FunAsia listeners to go to our tax blog and look at this tax strategy and do the planning before the vacation time or the holiday season is upon us.
All right, wonderful. And once again, guys, you can definitely contact Excellent Tax right away. And that number is 214-888-2490. That's for the new Plano location, or 972-226-9824. ExcellentTax.com is the website, excellenttax.com. You can send your questions and queries to FunAsialisteners@excellenttax.com. That's the email address. The office is located 6300 Independence Parkway, Suite D. That's in the Plano location. And 2500 City West Boulevard, Suite 300. They're also in Houston for you guys, 77042. That's the zip code there for you. All right, Rob G, that brings us to the end of this segment here, and I want to thank you for stopping by and giving us some great information.
Super. Thank you so much, Grandpa.
Thank you. Thank you. Once again, it's Punisher Radio, 104.9 FM, and I'm going to be right back for you guys, 972-235-5555.